Breakfast. And yes, we're just about to speak to Mr. Mweti Musi, Community Safety and Security Liaison Officer. And he's joining us on the line. A very warm welcome to you, Mr. Mweti. How are you this morning?
I'm a very good morning to you. I'm very well.
Lovely, lovely stuff. Mr. Musi, you know what? Let's get straight into it. I want to find out, at what age can teenagers in South Africa be held criminally responsible, my good sir?
Look, my brother, and to the listeners, remember, a teenager is somebody who's not yet 18. Therefore, legally, they cannot be taken to your normal court processes where somebody who's 18 years and above are done. In this case, that is where you involve the Department of Social Development, and then that is where you also involve their parents. Sometimes you'd arrest this learner and put them into the care of others are taken to secure centers, like the one where we have in Hendrina, where at a later stage they are then able to be trialed once they reach that age. But remember, but the one who is 18 years, as per what you have seen in the what you have noted in the video, where an 18-year-old learner was allegedly pushing the teacher there. That one is an adult. That adult and her mother, based on what the police find, that one can be held liable. But for somebody who is underage, they're usually released into the care of their parents until such time that they're able to stand on their own when they reach 18 years.
And maybe I didn't pick it up, but how does the law actually differentiate between minors and young adults, you know, when it comes to sentencing?
The law takes into consideration, I mean, minors are minors, obviously, like for instance, somebody who's 17 years, they are not yet of legal age that they can be taken through your normal trial processes. But the severity of the crimes would be treated the same. In terms of the law, there is no young adults. Anybody who reaches 18 years is considered an adult. So you can be they can be fully held liable for their actions without necessarily releasing them into the care of their parents, like you would do with minors, those who are between those who have not reached at least 18 years.
Oh, okay. So it's so this boy in this case, he's actually liable to actually face the consequences.
Yes, because he has reached a legal age, he's 18 years. Yeah. He must face the full consequences of his actions. And then if he's indeed found guilty, then the law will take its course.
Mr. Mweti Musi, thank you so much for clarifying that for us this morning. And thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Have a great Thursday ahead to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. And as well as yourself, my good sir, have yourself a lovely, lovely day ahead. And that was Mr. Mweti Musi, Community Safety and Security Liaison Officer. Man, you know what? Making it clear for us this morning.